12th Perek of Yevamos Mishnah Gimel. The chalitza process has three stages. He's taking off the shoe and spitting in front of him and saying certain psukim. So the question is, which of these have to be done and which of these should be done only lechatchila? Chotzav erak gavel loikara. She did the chalitza, removing the shoe, and she spit towards him, and she did not say the psukim. Chalitza sekshera. The kri is not ma'akiv and it's kosher b'diavad. Kara erak gavel loichotzav. She read the parasha and she spat in front of him, but she did not remove his shoe. Chalitza lots of psulim, because avada, taking off the shoe, is the main thing. What about chalitza v'kara v'loy rakika? She took off the shoe and said the psukim, but she didn't spit in front of him. Here we have a machlekes. Rabbi Leza ayim chalitza v'psula. He holds that the rakika, the spitting, is ma'akev. Rabbi Kiva ayim chalitza v'ksheira, that the chalitza is kosher. Om Rabbi Leza, kocha yeyose. That's what she reads out. So should be done. Kol dova shu maise ma'akev. It says in the Torah, this is what should be done to a person who's not marrying his yevama. It says the lashon of Yehos is mashma any ma'isa, including the ma'isa of spitting. And Rabbi Kiva, Misham Raya, that's Yiraya, Koche Yosel Ish. Anything that's done to him, it's a ma'isa of Ish, which is taking off the shoe, but the spitting, it's in his direction, but not on him itself, and therefore it's not ma'akiv. Yeah, Allah, Rabbi Kiva.